O God, we are your people, so take our eyes and see through them. Take our ears and hear through them. Take our mouths and speak through them. Take our hearts and light them on fire. Amen. Please be seated. Thank you, Jesus. What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet while shepherds watch are keeping? My dear friends, on this beautiful night, the weather perhaps may not be beautiful, but what we celebrate is beautiful and lovely and holy indeed. And on this night, I invite you to reflect with me for a few minutes on the astonishing effects that this birth has had upon the human race. You know, it may be difficult for us to see these effects since we live on the other side of history. As this night has swept across our globe, every single nation on earth has heard the sounds of celebration and singing, all rejoicing in the birth of this holy child. Listen, please. Even if you perhaps lack certainty in yourself about the claims of the divinity of Jesus, at the very least, you must recognize the historical truth that since the birth of this child, the entire world has never been the same. John Ortberg is a Presbyterian pastor who has done well to summarize all of these effects in his book called Who is This Man? The Unpredictable Impact of the Inescapable Jesus. Tonight and tomorrow, we will all participate in a number of family traditions and special events. But I pray that we not lose sight of how incredibly ironic and logically ridiculous this entire celebration truly is. You know, it's a common proverb that is shared widely that history is written by the victors. But this Jesus, born in Bethlehem, lived as a poor working class man, and he died as a complete loser by every conceivable definition. Yet today, the entire history of the world is counted by the years since his birth. This Jesus grew up in Nazareth, had no formal education. He never wrote a single book in his entire life. And yet our entire system of education is based upon his insistence that truth sets us free, that every single person is worthy of honor and respect, and that we are to love God with all of our minds. This Jesus never held any formal position of leadership. In fact, he died as a convicted criminal at the hands of the state. And yet the movement he started had transformed the entire Roman Empire and even inspired brave men to speak and write words such as these. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. They are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Before this Jesus movement, such ideas were not self-evident to anyone ever. Similar things could be argued about modern medicine, about human rights, individual liberties, the scientific method, and on and on and on. Think for a moment about the fact that Jesus lived a public life for only 3 years at the most, perhaps even as short as one single year. This man built no monuments. We think that he was a builder, but nothing tangible that he ever created with his hands has lasted. Consider what you know of human history. If you take a moment, I'll bet that your memory will be filled with the names of famous people, of powerful people, of wealthy people, kings and emperors, generals and warriors, royal dynasties and trusted counselors. These are the movers and shakers of the world, the names that are remembered in the history books, and they are nearly always the powerful ones. But then there is this man, this holy child born to refugee parents who could not go home because of government-sponsored violence. We need to take stock of this truth. Jesus did not make anything move or shake except for the hearts and the souls of those who came into contact with him. Jesus did not make things happen. Things were done to him. But here is truth. In this one person, the entire shape of human society took a new course. No longer was the king, the governor, the one in charge. No longer was that person deemed to be the one most important to God or to the gods. Now, because of this holy child of Bethlehem, we know that God is found in the least of these who are our human sisters and brothers, the weak, the powerless, the poor, the children. When people heard Jesus speak in his own day, it is reported that everyone was puzzled and amazed. We've never heard anyone speak like this before. And yet now, every single day, there are countless millions around the world who continue to be awed and amazed by his words that were shared and reported among his circle of friends. What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? That is the question that will continue to be asked always. It is said that Jesus himself asked those who were around him, "Who do you say that I am?" And that is your question tonight, my friends. And how will you answer it? What holy child is this whose birth we rejoice in this night? My friends, you live in a world that has been shaped in every conceivable way by his life, by his teaching, by his death, and by his ongoing, continuing life. How then will you welcome the presence of Jesus into your life this Christmas throughout the coming new year? As you reach into stockings and open presents and eat pie and watch the twinkling lights of the Christmas tree, may you have the gift to remember this holy child, vulnerable and weak and helpless, who lived a real human life and who turned this entire world upside down. May you have the gift to welcome his presence, his amazing transformational presence, into your real and everyday lives today and always. Amen.